The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of Valerie, her guests, and callers. Now here's your host, Valerie Kirkgaard.
This is for you, this is for you and me, and who we see when we see each other. This is for all, this is for all the time you tried to find your sister or your brother. And you're not crazy anymore, you've been waiting at the door. And it's time to open.
Well, I'm thinking about opening the door. That's a thing I'm really seriously considering. It's Dr. Val Kirkgaard here with Randy Shannon. You're listening to Waking Up in America. And today, Waking Up in America is occurring from a car beside the road in Topanga Canyon because Edison has been doing line maintenance. And they haven't managed to turn the electricity back on yet. So it's quite interesting up here for all of us in Topanga Canyon. Now, I have not ever celebrated part of my 10 years in recording on KTBL beside the road before, but hey, it's a first. So we had a whole program. We had a whole program planned for you today with a very special guest, and we can't find our very special guest. We don't know where she is. We'll track her down in the future. I mean, what's going on in my universe is crazy enough. I can only imagine that hers may be equally as crazy. So Randy and I are hoofing it, okay?
As the cars go by, we can hear them.
As the cars go by, and I sit and look at the lumber. Oh, there's nice furniture over there in that furniture yard. Topanga is a beautiful place to be calling in from. Part of the problem was no signal, since the electricity is off, the phones aren't working, and there was no signal on the cell phone. So I've been driving all over the hills this morning looking for a signal. And the signal comes from Jalen. So I'll give him a little promotion there, which is a really cool Balinese furniture place. And it's one of the few places in Topanga Canyon that actually has a waterfall, Randy. If it wasn't a drought. This was the one property that I actually wanted most to have in Topanga at one time because of the waterfall on it. It used to be the old the propane gas company. Those guys had it cornered. So here we are in Topanga, and based on what I've been going through this week and others have been going through this week and I've been going through this morning and Randy's been going through for the week, it's like doing life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
How do you handle things when you get things in your lap that you really don't want to deal with? Because when I woke up this morning, I always go to bed really early so I don't have to worry about oversleeping. I look around and there's no Christmas lights on, there's no electricity, and it's dark, and I don't exactly remember where the flashlight was and all kinds of cool stuff like that. So
supposed to be prepared for that.
I was, except the one that was near the bed, the battery was really low and I couldn't see too much. And in the dark, if you put something back 6 inches different than where it should be, you don't find it or you knock it over. So it's been a great morning since about 10 to 5, all of this going on. And then I go, I look at the cell phone and they're like, because the electricity is not on, and I see that I've got a low charge. So it's fine. How do I charge the cell phone with no electricity? Well, I don't have one of those battery things you plug in. Well, I do somewhere, but I don't know where that is. And so I decided I've got to charge the cell phone in the car, but if I do that, I could asphyxiate myself because I can't get the car door, the garage door up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, okay, I wonder if I could just charge it and then run in and out and pull it out quickly because the car charges really fast. And I think, yeah, the better idea is to figure out how to get the darn garage door up. So I finally did, so that I could actually then run the car, charge the cell phone, and not asphyxiate myself. I have no desire to commit asphyxia for waking up in America, okay?
Right.
For anybody else, I say, okay, great, but then is all this stuff going to get through the rest of the house? Okay, so I got to get the car outside. Yes, well, blah, 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 like that. And then, okay, where would be the best place to do waking up for, in America from? Well, it would definitely be the top of the hill. Because it's beautiful up here. It's just beautiful. Guess what? There's no service at the top of the hill. It's okay. Where are we going to find it? So finally, at Jalan Jalan, I found five bars. Yes! So
we're on air today.
So we are on air. We made it. I don't know where our guest is. Randy was looking for her. We found out that the darn Italians have taken fidelity out of the marriage contract. I mean, I'm going to have a point. What is this?
I don't know what's going on with this world, you know? Maybe the polar vortex. Maybe the polar vortex is making people a little crazy. By the way, I think, you know, everyone knows I'm here in beautiful, sunny, warm Miami, Florida.
Oh, stop it. Stop it.
I want to say it's about 75, 79 degrees already. So, hey, everyone chooses where they live, right? I mean, I left tornadoes to come to hurricanes, and you know, we've skated it for a little while. But I'm looking at temperatures across the country. This polar vortex, ice everywhere, snow everywhere, -2. Mike was telling us it's what did he say? -2 up in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
So the country, you know, I feel bad. I think everyone just needs to come down to sunny Florida. My son was telling me yesterday we're one of only three states that's actually still a little bit warm. So I would imagine southern Texas and then us, and I don't know what the other state was he was talking about. Maybe southern Cal. What about it?
Well, California is considered, you know, Florida and California are the places you come to for warmth. So you and I were both heat seekers. And right now, you have some weather down there that I'm really glad we don't have. But right now I'm really envious of your temperature.
Yes, even northern Florida is in the low 60s, so they get cold up there. I mean, when I've gone to Orlando over the winter holiday, or I actually was in Disney with the kids one year, which is probably the best time of the year to actually go, which is Christmas Day, the employees are absolutely astoundingly amazing. I was sitting there thanking them the whole time, thank you for working on this day, and they were flipping that on me, saying, no, thank you, because we wouldn't have had anything to do today, because they bring them in, these people do interns all over, from all over the world. They come in, and they have to do like 90-day or 6-month stints, something like that, when they come. So,
Who are they doing that for?
Well, they do it for the Disney theme park, but I think it's just something really great to put on their resume. And if you worked at a Disney theme park, then you can work at any theme park anywhere. So those people were amazing. So anyway, I had to wear a sweatshirt when I was up there. And by the middle of the day, I was peeled back down.
So what were you peeled back down to?
Just a tank top, just shorts and a tank top.
Okay. But you just said you were wearing a sweatshirt. You had me worried there.
Yeah. Nope. No. I always leave something.
Okay.
I'm an Iowa girl. We always have layers. So.
I know. I get it. I totally get it. So I think it's a good conversation. How do you face life when it comes up against you and it's not the way you think it should be? You know, it's really interesting. I have the kind of mind that keeps upgrading everything, like the conversation that cancer gets upgraded into a health conversation, and the conversation of driving all over the place this morning gets upgraded into a conversation of look what you were willing to do to be in connection on the radio the way you said you would. And that's, I think, what allows me to last 30 years. And we might as well do a true confession, okay? It's only 30 years because the Hebrew calendar started 2017 in October. If I was going by the Gregorian calendar, it'd be 29 and 4/5 years. So it's like you can create the world you want to create it. I could go to a calendar that let it be my 30th year because I just wanted it to be, right? And you can go, and then I go to the post office and my shoe sole falls off, and so I get some Gorilla Glue, and I glue the sole back on again, and I go to the post office. It's my winter boots. Okay, so I put my winter boots on, and I had to re-glue them. But it's like, there was a time when all of those things would have stopped me. I remember being in Vancouver for my aunt's birthday. She lived to be 103, and I think at the time she was about 98, and I always swore I wanted to live running the Vancouver Sun Relay that they have right around her birthday. Mm-hmm. And I was there, I had my running clothes on, and it was raining. And I went, I turned over in bed, and I said, I'm not doing this. And this morning, I was going to turn over in bed and say, I'm not doing this. But I am doing this. And if I, the things that I look back on with regret, Randy, are the times I turned over and said, I'm not doing this, when I had said I would.
Life isn't about avoiding the bruises. It's about collecting the scars to prove that you showed up for it, and you show up.
Oh, well,
it.
We don't want to get into comparing scars, and neither does Mike. We were talking about that this morning. But what I will remember is the radio show that I was willing to get up for, to struggle in the garage to figure out how to get it open, to work it out, to do this, to do that, to do the other thing. This is the one I'll remember. The other ones I remember, you know, going downstairs, going into the room, you know, with a cup of coffee or a cup of tea or whatever I was doing at the time, and getting on the radio and joining everybody and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But this is what I'll remember. These are the challenges. The challenges are what you remember. The challenges are what move you forward. The challenges test what you're really committed to. And it's clear to me.
Yeah.
30 years of radio, I'm committed to radio.
Everyone's stronger than they think they are. That's the bottom line. Everyone is. You know, we had talked about this person that I had made the attempt to help out, relocate him, somebody who was in a bad situation. And, you know, they've recovered. They've already bounced back. They're already back to saying kind things. And, you know, everyone is stronger than they think they are. And when you got out of bed, you said, I can and I will, and now you're saying, watch me.
Yeah. Game on is what I'm saying.
That's it.
Game on.
Yep.
So that's it.
You're an inspiration, Val.
Thank you. Well, you know, I have something bigger than myself that I believe in. I had a girlfriend who said that whenever you're in trouble, you know, and you're in trouble and you swear, or you make an explanation, whoever you make that explanation to, like if you say damn it, for instance, then you're damning everything. I happen to say, when I think I'm about to die or something, I don't know where the H comes from, but I always say Jesus H. Christ.
That's funny.
It's always Jesus H. Christ. As I say, I'm not sure what the... I have funny little nicknames and stuff, like my dog. I don't know where this comes from. When I feel really loving towards him, I call him Mayo Banana. I don't know why I put banana on there, and I don't know why I put the H in Christ. But what happens is...
Go ahead.
I love Christ. I love what Christ stands for. I love that Christ resurrected. I love that. I mean, you know, you could have said I was on a certain kind of cross this morning because nothing was working the way it should be. I couldn't find the guest. The guest hasn't found us yet. I couldn't find lights. I couldn't find a charged cell phone. I did not say Jesus Christ. I just said, thank you. This will all be done, sir. This will all happen. You have to have something bigger to look up to. And it has to be something that's honorable. And that's why every week I talk about praying, about going out into the world and getting that which is yours. I talk about us being a nature structured in Christian values. And by the way, I saw a great cartoon from Trump. It had Trump sitting in the White House, and it had Santa Claus visiting him and Jesus Christ visiting him. And they said, now Christ is back, okay? And actually, that's exactly what's happening. And for everybody that was worried about Trump's lack of knowledge as far as the environment and stuff is concerned, he's actually going to involve you watch him. He will evolve those power companies. He will turn them into something that's creating something else, because he's got really amazing coaching going on. They just didn't let him run around rampant. The guy's being educated. And I'll bet you, and I'll say it here on air, I'll bet you $100, Randy, because I don't think you'll take the bet.
Maybe not.
That he will involve the government. That you will see that things that you were afraid of were going to happen aren't going to happen. For instance, everybody thought everybody that was foreign was going to get shipped out of the country. No, it's the criminals, and I've been saying that the whole time. You know, it's like people. Now the latest scoop is the last thing I heard. I just laughed. I thought these guys just never give up. The Russians are supposed to have influenced the election. Now I just laughed. I thought, what else have they got? What else is there for them? You know, the Russions. Come on, give me a break.
Even if they did, you know what? Whatever it took to get Obama.
How would they do that?
Who knows? I mean, she's the queen of manipulate, so who knows? So,
well,
it's hard to believe that people still listen to her. I'm excited about?
What are you excited about?
Well, I'm not excited that the Obamas are on vacation, but I'm excited that it's the last vacation we pay for them. I mean, how many vacations have the American people taken? And these people take the most extravagant vacations on our back. I mean, does anybody ever hear of Marie Antoinette's alleged line, "Let them eat cake"? That's what they have said to us, the American people, for 8 years. Let them eat cake. I mean, they don't care about the American people. If they did, they'd quit pillaging the money in the coffers and not take a vacation. Wait until he's out. You know? I don't know.
Huh. I think something else is going on. I'm not sure what it is, but when you say that he's taking a vacation at this time, I think something's going down. I'll tell you, it's interesting. Do you know that I'm a super detective? Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, listen, I have read. I love detective stories. I love clues. I love figuring stuff out. And I'm telling you, with the Obamas on vacation, something's going on. And it ain't what you think. You can do your rant. It's fine. You can rant about the Obamas on the back of the American people and all that stuff. But I think something else is going on, and I'll tell you another reason why I think something else is going on, other than my own great intuition, okay? So I have a goal. I had until, I also misplaced all my credit cards and everything else this week, so I I didn't have access to my cash without driving down to the bank. Oh, and then they wouldn't cash my check, even though they knew me. And because I didn't have a picture ID on me because I lost my driver's license, too.
Oh, no.
So then I said to the woman who I've done many times, I said, you're going to look me straight in the eye and tell me that you, who know me totally, are not going to cash my check. And I said, let's see if the manager can pull this off, okay? So finally, after refusing to move and all this kind of stuff, and the bank that recognizes me, I finally got a check cashed. That's when I found out my Social Security hadn't showed up on time.
Oh, boy.
Now, I've been getting Social Security for about 15 or 16 years, and it never didn't show up, which is another sign, by the way, of something. I won't go into
it's
the details.
Initially.
Well, in my reality, the only time something like that happened where they started pushing the checks out was when I was in a Ponzi game that I didn't know was a Ponzi game. And when the game was collapsing, they would push the checks out further so that they could buy themselves more time to pull in the cash. And there's been a lot of threats going on about Social Security dropping out. Well, that could be terrifying if there weren't counter rumors through NESRA and various things like that, that because the Social Security funds have been stolen, basically, that every senior will get $2,500 a year. And I don't know how old you have to be a senior, but I know at my point I certainly qualify. So that's way more than I was getting out of Social Security, and I believe that that's part of the transition. But, you know, I'm a faith person, so we'll have to see, you know, whether my faith pays off for me in my lifetime. But the other thing that was really interesting, Randy, is they said I had a gold account at Wells Fargo. So when I called up to get a new debit card, they said, oh, you won't be getting a gold card anymore.
I said, really?
I've been paying gold card fees for years. Why am I not? She said, well, we're going to give you a priority card, but you can't have a gold card anymore because you have to have $200,000 in your checking account, your bank account.
Well, when I opened
a gold account first, it cost me $100,000 I put in it in for one of my real estate deals. So I had my gold account. I've had it for years. So just this week, I got demoted to a priority card because I don't have, and by the way, it's illegal that they're doing that, but I don't care to fight about it. Because I paid the fees and done all of the stuff all this time. When they said $200,000, I realized that this is the bank that was supposed to be cashing in the dinar and the Zimbabwe money and stuff like that. And because of their crooked behaviors, I got shifted over to HSBC? HBSC?
Okay.
That one, whatever that bank is now in charge. But obviously, if they're making $200,000, the minimum, which it was $100,000, then for the last 5 or 6 years, it was a minimum of $50,000. And now it's $200,000, looks like GCR, global currency reset to me. They know they've got a bunch of customers that can put $200,000 in the bank. That's what they know. So I consider that actually a good sign. Anyway, that's what I'm looking at this week over here. And what I'm looking at is just how does somebody regenerate the strength to handle things? And one of them is to let people help you. The biggest thing that's happened for me, Randy, since I got this diagnostic of cancer on December the 5th, first of all, I believed it, but I didn't believe it was final. Like, it's not the way I die. I don't believe that at all. So since I've been saying, is that Dr. Lee?
This is Dr. Cheryl Lee, yes.
There she is, oh my God! Oh my God!
Oh my
goodness. Oh my God. What a morning.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I was up so early. What a blessing.
It totally is. You want a testimonial, babe? You got it.
That's great. How is everyone this morning?
We're very good. Glad to have you on.
Wonderful. It's a blessing to be on.
Yes, well, it is. So, we were just talking about what you do, Sherilyn, when life tosses you something. For instance, I don't have electricity at the house. I'm sitting in the car beside the road. You can hear the traffic going by, perhaps. But it's all about commitment. It's all about what you're committed to. And on December the 5th, I had the privilege of meeting Dr. Lee in person, thanks to Kiernan Kitt, a mutual friend of ours. And she ran a scan on me with something called a CRT 2000. And this is the most comprehensive diagnostic piece of equipment I've ever seen. And it was also a very cold experience because you do it in a cold room with your shirt off, you know? But it was like, the moment I heard her name and she was going to be listening in on the show a couple of weeks ago, I knew I was supposed to talk to her. I'm one of those people who says, when I met my husband-to-be, my girlfriend, Carissa, said, here comes Lon Kirkgaard. And I said, where is he? That's my name. When I heard Dr. Sherilyn Lee's name, I said to Kiernan, how do I get her number? I need to talk to her. So this happened very quickly and very powerfully, and it happened a couple of weeks ago. So we've gotten the results of the CRT 2000. We're in a protocol right now, and I actually... we'll invite her to be back on the air because we have a mutual person that we like and respect a lot, and I want to talk about him on another show. But for today, what I wanted to do was give everybody out there the opportunity to step into a treatment program in which death is not the end of it if you've been given a consideration called cancer. as a possibility. It's also a possibility of, with the technology and the things that are available today, it is also the possibility of being healthier and happier than you've ever been in your life, because the equipment that you have and the your intention and your generosity, it's like having an angel with a really fine toolkit.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome, Sherilyn, and I was wondering if you would give people a little bit of your background, whatever parts of that you wish to share, and we could talk a little bit about the 2000. I started off the conversation with Sherilyn by saying, look, I'm not taking chemotherapy, and she hadn't asked me to, trust me. I was in Kaiser at the time, so the next day I removed myself from Kaiser, and I'm now into a different way of raising money and doing things like that, because right now this isn't covered by insurance. At the same time, would you let people know what you're up to in the conversation that we're about?
Well, you know, you said something that I work with people and respect what you want, what a person want to do with their life. If they want to, you know, if they want to do chemo and radiation, I'm here to support them. So whatever it is that they want to do, I want to support them. But I believe wholeheartedly in the power of prayer. So I am always praying for each patient and person that I'm working with. This is outside of, you know, doing the CRT 2000 or any other test that I do or any other treatment that I do, because we know that the number one healer is God. And I say this because of my own journey. My own journey started as wanting to be a healer as a child, not even knowing at the time, because I was a very sickly child. I was scheduled at age 7 to have both my legs amputated.
Good Lord.
Just to go back to, you know, my own, what brought me to where I am full circle. So having to have both my legs amputated at age 7 from eczema or eczema, it was, and a lot of people say, well, my goodness, no one never had to do that. But my legs looked like someone had taken a match and put some gasoline on my legs and lit them on fire. And wow, they were painful. It was the most painful experience you could ever imagine. And it was painful both physically and emotionally. I was in pain. I couldn't go anywhere. I couldn't do anything. I couldn't have walk. If I did go to school, I was ridiculed and called names and bullied, and it was just a horrible, horrible time. But when this doctor, a team of doctors walked in this room and told my mother they were going to have to amputate my legs, and my mother was very hurt, both of us were. But one doctor out of 7 stood apart and said, We're not going to amputate her legs. I'm going to work with her myself personally. And when he did this, I remember him taking my little body and put it on a gurney and took some little whirlpool during that time. And I was sitting there, and he would make sure I was back in the room. He took a personal interest to help me. And I always felt in my spirit, in my even at 7, I said, you know, I just couldn't believe someone could do that. And I said, I want to be able to be that person. I want to be able to give back to others what this doctor has given to me. Mm. So this is why, one of the reasons, the major reasons, I am the type of person that I am. Because one person said, we're not going to amputate, and he makes sure he took care of me daily, 3 times a day, personally, this physician. So, you know, and it just really impacted my life. I don't think I would be where I am and who I am at this point if my legs were amputated from the thigh up, both legs. So I am just grateful. I am truly grateful to do what I do. And I've been in 2 comas in the past, secondary to hypertension and asthma. And so having this past history of so many things going on, that I know what it's like. I know what it's like being a patient. Colon cancer also. I know what it's like having the scare of someone telling you this is what's going on. And I chose not to do any chemo or radiation and change my diet and start taking some other things. This is in the 80s. And as you see, I'm still here.
Yeah, and I'm still sure doing fine.
And I'm enjoying life. I mean, that's what it's all about.
And so, full of fat and vinegar, too.
Pardon?
Did you hear that part? I said, and yeah. Full of fat and vinegar, too. This woman, she's here. She's present. She came into the office for me last Sunday. I'm going to see what I can get her to do this weekend. I'm telling you, we get to be angels on earth when we take the point of view that she takes. What you don't know, Sherilyn, is after we went out and had lunch at our favorite taco place or our favorite burrito place, I'd actually been planning on taking you to the Mendocino County thing in the marina. I don't know that you know that. So after we had lunch, I went down to the marina because that was originally where I was going to go. I wanted some of their great salads. They have these raw food salads that are just amazing.
I said that sounds yummy.
Oh, yes, totally. It's like, and not only that, you can eat on them for a couple of days. They're just great, and they're great for you. Well, when I was down there, not only did I get a little salad to take with me because I had set aside $10 for that, and for $10, you can get like a pound of these great, 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 great salads. So I was all satisfied, and I was happy I'd had my burrito with Sherilyn, and here I was down in the marina, and Santa Claus was walking around, and so was Frosty the Snowman. But I hadn't seen him yet. What I saw was this older lady who could hardly walk, and I carry your business cards around, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, so I wanted to just... I wanted to put my arm around her and tell her she could hardly walk and she had a cane and she looked like she was considering whether this was going to be her last moment or not. And I walked over to put my arm around her, but I don't know whose phone that is. It could be mine. Do we know who that is? Okay, you're going to have to, if people are on cell phones, you're going to have to like turn a bit because it's cutting into the airtime. Anyway. Who comes over just as I'm about to say something to her, and it's Santa Claus. Really cool Santa Claus. And he walks up to her and he goes, "Oh, beautiful lady, so good to see you today." That little thing that he said, that Santa Claus said to her, she stood up straight and she smiled. And it was like, we can give each other little bumps like that. We don't have to be Santa Claus. We can be the spirit of Santa Claus. Or the spirit of happiness, or the spirit of healing, or whatever it is. And that's what Sherilyn is. And she needs a clone because she's got way too much going on all by herself. She needs to have something big happen for her. And I hope you see it in your Christmas card when I see you. So tell people what the CRT 2000 is and what it's doing, because I think that is the most, it's a very sophisticated piece of equipment.
Well, the CRT 2000 is a thermograph machine, and it was developed in Germany. It was actually given to me. There's a beautiful story behind it, but I'm not going to go into it now. It was given to me under my nonprofit because this is what I wanted, and they finally gave it to me. So I have a $25,000 machine that was a gift. And it was FDA approved for kind of a screening, scanning. They don't want you to use any of those terms when it's not a mammogram, the breast. But this machine has 119 acupuncture points, with the breast being included. So you're going to start at the top of the head, and you go all the way through with a point to the kidney and the ovary, and everything in between, thyroid, across your chest, for pulmonary, cardiopulmonary, and the colon. So it's just a wonderful device. And I tell people, this is not a standalone screening or a standalone assessment. not a standalone, but whatever comes about from this test, and the good thing about it, I have a full printout written report minutes after completing the test. So you walk out of my office knowing the results. You don't walk out and say, okay, 2 weeks, come back, or wait, come back like lab work or something. You have the results right away. And I always prepare people for the results. And the good thing with this report, at the end of the report, it'll tell you exactly what you need to do as far as lab tests, exactly what type of lab test, and those things that I tell people to make sure they stop doing right away. The one thing I like about this, too, is your lymphatic system. It tells me how congested your lymphatic system is. And we have to make sure that things keep flowing properly with our lymph nodes, whether it's axillary under your armpit or in your neck or, you know, around the cervical area. We have to know what is going on with your lymphatics. Even if the tests come back perfect, a lot of times, it would never been perfect. The lymphatic systems are always congested because we live in such a polluted world. So it gives me a lot of valuable information that I go to the next step, and we'll do blood tests and markers. We might need to do an ultrasound of the breast, and I believe in follow-up. I have a team of physicians that I use as referral. So, but they're not, and one is, he's called a second opinion, and he don't push people into surgeries and chemo. He works with them as to where they are. And he's absolutely wonderful. So we don't want to say that, you know, I don't want to say that this is an all-in-all type of exam or assessment. We take it to other levels, blood tests and everything else, to see exactly what's going on. But everything has always been on point. Everything has always been on point. And doing,
what is your website, doctor?
My website is new as in you. Not N-E-W, but N-U, newwellnessselfcare.com.
Okay. That way, can people actually see this machine there that you're talking about?
Oh, yes. Look under our nonprofit, and you'll see the machine. You'll see the testimonies. You'll also see exactly what it does from the company, CRT 2000, and everything
is
on my website.
Okay.
I'm in Marina Del Rey. I'm in California. People do fly in for this test because I'm the only one in the world that's providing this test or this assessment for free. Everyone else charges anywhere from $250 on the low end. I don't know anyone charging $250, but $300 to $400 for this test.
Interesting. Wow.
Yeah,
so Marina Del Rey. Anyone needs to fly in.
And here's what I've been telling my friends, and they're not in dire need at the moment. You know, in their own world, they don't perceive dire need. But two of them in particular are trying to make arrangements to get to you because they have to come from someplace else. Because the moment I start to talk about it, they know something. Why don't you tell, do you remember what my response was when you said that I had some, I don't remember how you languaged it. You said whether it was precancerous or cancer in my breast. What was my, do you recall my response?
You know,
let me tell you what my response was. I said,
please.
Do I have it? Do I not have it, or do I have it? And you said, well, you have it. And then, well, my response to that was, this isn't something I die from.
Yes, I do remember that.
Yeah, so it's an intuitive knowing, okay? That my intuitive knowing is that I'm going to share this process that I go through with you, and I predict that I will be cancer-free within 6 months and in the best health I've been in years. Because to be given not a death sentence, but a death possibility actually did something wonderful for me. It allowed me to cherish life. I hadn't been cherishing life up until then. So it's a combination of the fact that I have absolute faith in Sherilyn and I was blessed by the technology, as you heard her say, it's not available all over the place. I got this recommendation from a woman I had on the radio show 2 weeks ago, and we were already into something, and I'm indomitable. I get it. I don't know what... I always used to tell...
...be 127 when I was a little kid. Where that came from, I'm not sure. But since I have a project called Happily 200, which is the possibility of living to be 200 years old, most of the reasons that people love it is because they get that they'll take care of themselves better if they know they could possibly be alive for 200 years. But what also happens is that a lot of people don't want to do it because they're already in misery and they see a life of 200 is just more misery. What I'm telling you is the possibility of living to be 200 is an opportunity, okay? To be in fine form, it doesn't matter if you drop dead at 97, 47, 87, 175. What matters is the quality of life. And what Sherilyn and I are partnering in here in this conversation is we know that if you're designed to die at an early age, and you don't have to. Because what happens is, and my first husband, I always call him my first husband, we've been divorced for 30 years, but I'm leaving room for a second husband. We're creating possibility here. And that's what's important, okay?
Yeah.
So, take on this possibility. She's just told you something. She's in Marina Del Rey. She gives this test for nothing. And then she has another little piece of equipment in her office, too, that's pretty spectacular. Now, a lot of our listeners don't know that I don't have knee cartilage, but I don't. And we're working on that as well. So could you tell them about the Tesla mat?
Yes, I can. I love this machine because of the fact that it has so many healing properties to it. It's not a TENS machine. Some people will look at it and say, oh, that reminds me of a TENS. But it's called Tesla Max, and it's changed names a couple of times. But it is wonderful because it's muscle reconditioning. So it's placed over the muscle, below and above, wherever the problem is. Whether it's muscle pain, no cartilage, bone pain from no cartilage, whether it's... nerve pain from trigeminal problems in the face. I've had people with Bell's palsy with it. Whether it's back problems, sciatic problem, it doesn't matter. Bone, nerve, muscle, it doesn't matter what the pain is. There's muscle around it. So it is, these pads are placed over the muscle. And when it's placed over the muscle, you know, in your blood, there's nutrition. So it's like squeezing a sponge and letting go. And you can feel it feels so good. It's almost like a nice massage. So squeeze the muscle and then let go. And it's sweet. So this is supplying blood and nutrition to circulate around that area. And when it circulates around the area, it starts healing. And it's just amazing. Even with people with edema, me go with you to an event, and I met someone there. Do you know he's walking now just about without his cane with one treatment?
Are we talking about Danny?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Danny.
I got to
give a plug to Landmark here, okay? Because I can't be just an event, okay? I'm in my 63rd class at Landmark. I've been doing it since the 80s, right? And I bring Sherilyn because I find out she's an old Landmark grad. And I think this is the perfect community to find out about what she's up to. So she comes as my guest last Wednesday. Well, as I introduced her to the room and the fact that I actually was standing up straight walking because of this Tesla thing, it was the first time I had stood up straight and walked in probably a couple of years. Okay. I was very moved by the fact that I just had the treatment. You actually have to keep reinforcing the treatments because you just do. That's part of the process. So I just come in. I was very high off the treatment. I was dipping up and down the aisles. People were looking at me wondering what had happened because I was being so creaky before. And on the way out, I see Danny, who has got both of his knees wrapped up with athletic wraps. And then he starts talking to Sherilyn. So.
And this is called a Tesla what?
I told him, I said, no, I know for a fact you are going to be healed because I felt it in my spirit. Just come on to the office.
I did too. What I said was, this isn't the way I go.
Mm-hmm. And he said, I can't. He walked, when he left, he said, boy, do I feel much better. My right knee is just no pain at all now. Left knee, the swelling. We sat there and watched the swelling in the retina just sort of disappear.
Wow.
Crazy. This is called a Tesla what? A Max or Tesla?
A Tesla Max.
It should be on my website. We're still upgrading a lot of stuff. If it isn't, I will give you the phone number. Well, I can give you the name of the company. Rehaba is the name of the company. But the machine is called a Tesla Max. They changed it around a couple of times. It was called NeuroCare, but that was actually a different company. And people were used to that, just seeing the machine. But it's actually called a Tesla Max. Now, I'm also using this machine for peripheral neuropathy. They're really big and it's amazing what it does for peripheral neuropathy. One of the congresswomen who lives here in L.A., is my spokesperson for women who have urinary incontinence. So we use it for that. Also, and for women who have had a prolapsed uterus, so you don't have to have surgery. And it's amazing how it heals that pelvic floor and tightens up the muscles. So it's just, it has so many treatment plans. Carpal tunnel syndrome, people have been in any type of pain, like a hip pain, scheduled for hip surgery. A young kid, he had a terrible accident, and he was actually scheduled for a hip replacement. He had 6 treatments with me, went back to his orthopedic doctor, and the doctor said, we're taking you off the list. You don't even need to have surgery. Matter of fact, when he walked in, he was so in pain and hunched over that after his treatment, I didn't even know he was so tall because he could stand up straight and no pain.
Boy, I wish Matt, what was his name, from Gunsmoke. Who was Gunsmoke? Do you remember Gunsmoke? Matt Dillon, I think?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, mm-hmm. When I saw him at Dennis Weaver's funeral, you remember how tall Matt was? Really tall guy.
Yeah.
Okay, so when I saw him, he was about 5'5". He was so hunched over. Can this work with, what do you call it, when people have those hunched over backs? That's what he had.
Well, it helps relax the muscles, and I know we have used it because my grandson has scoliosis. And
yeah,
we have
is that
used
scoliosis?
If he's hunched over, it's something else, but it's not scoliosis. It's more like kyphosis. The back is
of course,
is
what's kyphosis?
More.
I have no idea what kyphosis is.
Yeah, but it's almost, instead of being S-shaped, it's curved the other way.
Well, they look like little hunchbacks.
Yeah, well, that's what I wanted to say. But, I have, personally, I've never used it on anyone who have it, but I'm willing to try to see, and if it helped with scoliosis, because it's relaxing the muscles so they don't pull, like they're doing. But some of it is a cartilage problem, too. But like I said, I don't feel anything is impossible.
Let me ask you something. You should ask Randy. Her company has something to rebuild cartilage, right?
Yeah, it's something called Glucogel. It's actually a capsule, and it has manganese in it and glucosamine sulfate.
Mm-hmm.
I'm familiar with all of those and the gelatin. So that actually, if you ramp that up with a couple other things for about 90 days, people, when they get these tests done, and they, I don't know if it's x-rays or sonogram, ultrasound, whatever it is that they're getting done, they can actually see the growth of the white. It shows up as a white matter on the screen, and it's the cartilage regrowing. And I actually am very good friends with people that literally, they had one side of their hip replaced, and they ramped this up after talking to Dr. Joel Wallach of Youngevity. After they talked to him, he said, no, 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 do this. So they did that, and they did not have to have the other surgery.
I know Joe Wallach, and I actually told him years ago when he came up with his tape, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, and I told him, well, I'm going to produce one that says Back from the Dead.
Nice.
We used to laugh about it, but no, I know about the product, Joe Wallach's products, and a couple of my patients are actually taking that product as we speak.
Yes. Yeah, it's, but they got to ramp it up, and it goes body weight, and then you got to ramp it up from that. So.
Well, I'd like to put out a request here, okay? Members of the listening audience may or may not know that I actually take my Social Security check, and I pay for this because right now radio hasn't been paying for me. So if there is any listener out there that would help me get more treatment and things of that nature, I'm not financially destitute, but I sure am financially close to the line. And I wanted that product for a while, and I haven't. I actually had the money to get it for 1 month, and then I actually went to somebody's funeral with that money instead. So I've known about this product for probably 6 or 8 months, and I haven't had the money to purchase it. So if somebody out there wants to do that for me, I would definitely accept. I need help, to tell you the truth. This is not all covered. These things are not all covered by insurance, and Sherilyn has been really helpful with me and kind, except there's things that I need that I have to wait for, and I don't want to wait for them, such as the blood test and things of that nature. I'm just in the process of escaping Kaiser, and they're screwing everything up with everybody else, so I can't do anything until the new year, and I'd like to get going on this. So if anybody out there wants to be of assistance, I would appreciate it. And you can contact me at happily200.com and make a donation to the project, which I've actually paid for that project out of my own pocket, too, because my people that contributed, and we've had some very kind contributors in the past, have just gotten into money crunches themselves. So if anybody out there isn't crunched and willing to help, I would certainly appreciate it if you would go to happily200.com and help me speed this process up. Because you speed it up for me, you speed it up for everybody. I'm not buying chemo. I've heard, and Sherilyn, check me if I'm right, but I've heard that only about 6% of the people that take chemotherapy actually, cancer is gone and they're happy and healthy again. Are my figures accurate or near accurate?
No, they're definitely near accurate. And I don't use the word cancer. That's one thing you notice when I give you a report. I don't say the C word, and it's not to put people in denial. I just say you have some abnormal cells.
Right, and then I asked you, and I said, would those be called cancer? And you said they would be.
Yeah, it's
she didn't present it to me like cancer. I did what I did because I actually wanted to hit the word cancer square in the chops.
Yeah,
and
you did.
I don't want to dance around it because so many people are going through hell. I mean, oh my God, we're up to 90 seconds already. Can you stand it? You know what?
And Mike's yelling it out.
At the end of this program, I read a list of the phenomenal people that have actually helped big time. And what I need also is a webmaster. I've been in webmaster confusion for quite a while. People have tried to help out, and then they don't have the time to help out, and the website is now past, I think the last date on it is like November the 9th or something. Honest to God, we've been doing radio shows the whole time, but you won't know it from the website. So if somebody's got a webmaster that can step in and at least help me get this year cleaned up, which is kind of spotty, that would be very much appreciated. So all those people...
Well, God is going to send you an angel.
Pardon?
I said God is going to send you an angel.
How about... That would be... How about 30 seconds? Angel, if you've got 30 seconds to make a connection, can you hear us? We're reaching out. I'm asking for help. It's unheard of. I'm a dragon lion, and I'm asking for help. This is a rare opportunity. Thank you, Dr. Sherilyn Lee, for being here.
You're welcome.
Shannon, for always being incredible. And for being a voice in our ears, the bug in our ears that keeps us on time and keeps us laughing. We totally appreciate you. Help somebody out today. Be a Santa to somebody else. Make somebody else smile. It's so easy. Look at people's faces, what they're going through, and put your arms around them.
And you're not crazy anymore.
Thank you for joining us today for Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. Waking Up in America can be heard live every Wednesday on voiceamerica.com, and Valerie welcomes all emails at heavenincorporated.com.
This is for all in you, pouring through, now your heart is open.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.